Tim felt a growing impatience as the tour continued. He liked technical things, but even so he was losing interest. They came to the next door, which was marked Fertilization. Dr. Wu unlocked the door with his security card and they went inside. Tim saw still another room with technicians working at microscopes. In the back was a section entirely lit by blue ultraviolet light. Dr. Wu explained that their DNA work required the interruption of cellular mitosis at precise instants, and therefore they kept some of the most virulent poisons in the world. Helotoxins, colchicinoids, beta-alkaloids, he said, pointing to a series of syringes set out under the UV light. Kill any living animal within a second or two. Tim would have liked to know more about the poisons, but Dr. Wu droned on about using unfertilized crocodile ova and replacing the DNA, and then Professor Grant asked some complicated questions. To one side of the room were big tanks marked Liquid N2, and there were big walk-in freezers with shelves of frozen embryos, each stored in a tiny silver foil wrapper. Lex was bored. Nedry was yawning, and even Dr. Sattler was losing interest. Tim was tired of looking at these complicated laboratories. He wanted to see the dinosaurs. The next room was labeled Hatchery. It's a little warm and damp in here, Dr. Wu said. We keep it at 99 degrees Fahrenheit and a relative humidity of 100%. We also run a higher O2 concentration. It's up to 33%. Jurassic atmosphere, Grant said. Yes, at least we presume so. If any of you feel faint, just tell me. Dr. Wu inserted his security card into the slot and the outer door hissed open. Just a reminder, don't touch anything in this room. Some of the eggs are permeable to skin oils. And watch your heads. The sensors are always moving. He opened the inner door to the nursery and they went inside. Tim faced a vast open room bathed in deep infrared light. The eggs lay on long tables, their pale outlines obscured by the hissing low mist that covered the tables. The eggs were all moving gently, rocking. Reptile eggs contain large amounts of yolk, but no water at all. The embryos must extract water from the surrounding environment, hence the mist. Dr. Wu explained that each table contained 150 eggs and represented a new batch of DNA extractions. The batches were identified by numbers at each table, Steg-458-2 or Trice-390-4. Waist deep in the mist, the workers in the nursery moved from one egg to the next, plunging their hands into the mist, turning the eggs every hour, and checking the temperatures with thermal sensors. The room was monitored by overhead TV cameras and motion sensors. An overhead thermal sensor moved from one egg to the next, touching each with a flexible wand, beeping, then going on. In this hatchery, we have produced more than a dozen crops of extractions, giving us a total of 238 live animals. Our survival rate is somewhere around 0.4%, and we naturally want to improve that. But by computer analysis, we're working with something like 500 variables, 120 environmental, another 200 intra-egg, and the rest from the genetic material itself. Our eggs are plastic. The embryos are mechanically inserted and then hatched here. And how long to grow? Dinosaurs mature rapidly, attaining full size in 2 to 4 years, so we now have a number of adult specimens in the park. What do the numbers mean? Those codes, Wu said, identify the various batch extractions of DNA. The first four letters identify the animals being grown. Over there, that TRIC means Triceratops, and the STEG means Stegosaurus, and so on. And this table here, Grant said? The code said XXXX-0001-1. Beneath was scrawled, Presumed Silu. That's a new batch of DNA, Wu said. We don't know exactly what will grow out. The first time an extraction is done, we don't know for sure what the animal is. You can see it's marked presumed Silu, so it's likely to be a Celurosaurus, a small herbivore, if I remember. It's hard for me to keep track of the names. There are something like 300 genera of dinosaurs known so far. 347, Tim said. Grant smiled, then said, Is anything hatching now? Not at the moment. The incubation period varies with each animal, but in general it runs about 2 months. We try to stagger hatchings to make less work for the nursery staff. You can imagine how it is when we have 150 animals born within a few days, though, of course, most don't survive. Actually, these X's are due any day now. Any other questions? No? Then we'll go to the nursery where the newborns are.